Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Preuss. Welcome back to the studio, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, good morning. Rick, we've got a really wonderful topic this week. We're talking about wild birds. And when we talk about wild birds, I don't mean the crazy squawking kind of birds that you're going to notice when you go into Preuss Pets and these beautiful, colorful, exotic birds that you guys carry are there, but actually just the birds in nature that you can discover if you'll just walk out past the screen, whether it's TV or computer, into the outdoors and look around and see what's out there, because there's lots of beautiful birds.
Yeah. You know, many of the listeners might even be in town, or, you know, maybe they have children or grandchildren and don't necessarily see the connection between them and nature and their children. But simply walking, just taking a walk with your children and pay attention to whatever moves around you, and birds tend to be a good thing to focus on, can kind of change the perception of a child, and it can also change your perception and relationship with that child. One of my employees, Kirby Adams, he's a avid birder, and he actually does, on his spare time, travel up north, down to Florida, throughout in Georgia, and part of his habit is to try to, you know, find all the number of birds he can. But just in his attentive nature as he's wandering through Lansing proper, he has sighted several just this year alone, bald eagles.
Wow.
So, you know, it's one of those things, if you want to have an interactive opportunity with your child, simply walking down the sidewalk and paying attention to what's around you can give the child an eye-opening experience with everything around them.
Right, or even seeing them nesting on the street signs or on the signs out on I-96, you can see them. But today, Rick, to talk about this topic, we've got some wonderful guests coming on. We're going to talk with Bill Thompson, the publisher of Birdwatchers Digest, which is a fascinating magazine, one that I can't recommend enough to people to pay attention to. We're also going to talk with the folks from Waldemar Nature Center, and we're going to talk with Wayne Beasley, the veterinarian from Williamston, who is an expert when it comes to dealing with birds and these special kinds of exotic pets. Well, this week it's going to be wild birds, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, or friend us on Facebook at Mid-Michigan Pets. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. There was